So you're getting a voice recording for this one. So this morning, my daughter woke up early, and early, it was like 8:45 or something like that, but that's been early for her given that she's been really sick and sleeping until somewhere between 10 and noon all week. And she lent me this book, 365 Days of Wonder, which I highly, highly recommend. I had never seen it until yesterday, but she marked some pages for me to read to you. I know, right? And then she took a picture of another page that she didn't mark. But there's a quote for every day of the year about courage, friendship, love, and kindness. And some of them are the quotes that we've all heard, like, soar your wings like a bird to reach the clouds, or now that I'm saying this, I can't think of any of them off the top of my head. But some of them are the really common ones. But the one that she took a picture of says, "What this world needs is a new kind of army, the army of the kind." And I love that. And I was like, Amber, that's what Mom and Prem have been teaching all weekend. And so then she hands me the book. She's like, "You can borrow it, but I made some markings." And one of them is, "Hope is like the sun. When it's behind the clouds, it's not gone. You just have to find it." Another one, I love this one. "Thousands of candles can be lit from a single candle, and the life of the single candle will not be shortened. Happiness never decreases by being shared." So there's a couple more. "I've learned that life is like a book. Sometimes we must close a chapter and begin the next one." So I just thought that was super sweet. And I'll leave it in the other room so that you can peruse it if you want, because there's 365 gooders in there. And it was really neat because as I was making breakfast and packing a snack and making my turmeric latte, and she's reading me all these quotes. She's like, "You know, Mom, I think that this means this." And she's like, "You know, we just need to be more kind. It's what I keep telling everybody." And I'm like, "So I keep telling everybody too." So it's really neat because it's actually sparked a bit of a conversation between myself and the kids, as much as I was like, "Y'all have 5 minutes and then Mom's out the door." But instead of those boundaries of time. But it can be really nice to spark those conversations and have it with a form of simplicity as well. So this morning we will be practicing a half yin and half nidra, and we'll see where it takes us. I have some plans, but plans might change. Most of what we're not going to be doing work on hips. You don't need work on hips today. There's enough being stirred up that you don't need a fire to be lit under that. But I was going to target a little bit of lower back from sitting for the last day and a half. Are there any other, like, "Oh dear God, please help me"?
Sciatica left side. It's been chronic for 2 months.
Okay.
Heart space.
Heart space. Okay. Yeah.
Shoulders.
Okay.
Left shoulder.
Okay. Got it. Do it. So find your way into a comfortable seated position. And I would like this to just be whatever you feel it needs to be in terms of a seated position. So if that for me, or if that for you means lying down, then do that. That's fine. Close down the eyes. And begin to notice the heart center. Feel into the space within. Allow the breath to fill the space of the heart. Full deep breaths that allow for the expansion of the entire rib cage. Sense into the belly. See if the breath can expand into the belly. Notice what it feels like to tap into the deepness of the body. Knowing that your bliss, your ananda, is within. Have the hands find their way in front of your heart. And we'll open with one Om. Inhale. Om. Release your hand gently and find your way into child's pose. Sink your hips back towards the heels. Feel the sensation of the forehead upon the earth. Helping to ground. Helping to invite the parasympathetic nervous system, the rest and digest system, to be activated and prominent.
abide by three tenets. The first is that we resolve to come to our appropriate edge. The edge of our range of motion, our emotional edge. The edge of range of motion is the place where our body naturally allows us to be. Without pressing beyond our means. Where pinching, burning, stabbing sensations do not exist. In yin, we move our bodies and practice long holds in order to get deep into the connective tissue of the body. These align with meridians. And each meridian corresponds to an emotion. Being open to whatever arises. And allowing for the practice of mindfulness to notice moment to moment without judgment, without attachment. Our second tenet is that we resolve to find stillness. This is not meant to be rigid, but rather an invitation to begin to notice. To notice why things happen. Do you need to move in order to deepen your pose? In order to ease out? And our last tenet is that we resolve to stay here for a while. Your body is the best timer that you own. So if ever your body gives an indication that it's done with a pose, feel free to ease out of it. Take a deep breath in through the nose and let it go through the mouth. Deep breath in, let it go. One more. And bring the hands underneath the shoulders and slowly press yourself up. If your knees are apart, lift one knee and then the other back to a central position. Move any way that your body needs to move and come down onto your belly to move into Sphinx pose. Those of you who are used to my style of teaching where we come into a mini Shavasana in between each pose, we will not be doing that today.
So for Sphinx, the elbows come just in front of the shoulders. If this is too intense a backbend on your body, then the invitation is to bring your elbows farther in front of you. This will help to lessen the bend while keeping the integrity of the shoulders intact. If it's not intense enough, and I really, really urge you to do this only if your body absolutely demands it, but you can move into seal, which would be to begin to straighten into the arms, pressing into the hands to lift farther up. This is not, though, a practice of how far can you go. This is a practice of moving the body and practicing long holds in order to tap into the different meridians of the body. Begin to feel all of the points of contact between yourself and the earth. Anytime you notice that your mind is elsewhere, find your way back to the points of contact. Notice what the skin feels like against your mat. Notice the sensation of the hands. And as your mind wanders, notice without expectation. Without trying to attach a story, deep breath in through the nose, let it go through the mouth. Two more times, releasing the body from anything that has been stirred up during the holding of the pose. Slowly widen the elbows and release yourself down to the earth. Take a moment to shift the hips from side to side and to notice what sensations are present within the body. When you feel ready, rise yourself back up to hands and knees. Feel free to pad your knees as needed. Stack the knees underneath the hips. Bring the hands about a foot, foot and a half out in front of you. Keeping the hips where they are, melt the heart down towards the earth. I may come around and offer an opportunity to surrender a little deeper into the heart. This is also a great stretch for the shoulders. If it becomes too much on the shoulders, feel free to bend your elbows closer in towards your body. Melting heart is ultimately a heart opener. It opens the heart through the back as well as the front. Notice the quality of the breath. Sense into the breath's ability to move with an opening of the heart. Often there comes an opening of the breath. And as the mind wanders, the invitation is to continually return to your breath. Take a deep breath in through your nose. Let it go through your mouth. Deep breath in. Let it go. One more. Bring the hands underneath the shoulders. Press yourself up as slowly as you can muster. Make any movement your body needs or desires, eventually finding your way onto your back. Take a moment to pause here, to bring the hands to the lower belly. To sense what lies beneath the hands. In an effort to connect down into the body. Feel ready, bring your knees into your chest and rock from side to side. And when you feel ready, release the knees over to the right. Ideally, back remains on the earth, but should it be necessary, feel free to move any way your body deems necessary. Hands can go wherever you feel they will most assist you, either out to the sides, overhead, or perhaps especially today, somewhere on the body. Resting the hands down to the ribs or the thighs. Maintaining that sense of ability to ground yourself. This isn't something that's in your awareness, then not to worry. But if you notice the mind begin to wander, redirect that attention down to the lower belly. Direct the attention out of the whirlpools of the mind. And down towards the root. through the nose. Let it go through the mouth. Deep breath in. Let it go. One more. Slowly lift the knees back out to center. Pause for a moment and then allow the knees to fall over to the left. Feel the breath. And direct the attention to the lower belly. Deep breath in through the nose. Let it go through the mouth. Deep breath in. Let it go. One more. As slowly as you can, rise the knees back up to center. And find your way into a pose you can sustain for about 30 minutes. You're welcome to use whatever props you have. And you're welcome to lie however feels best for you. Get as comfortable as you can. Know that if you do need to move, you are, of course, welcome to. Yoga Nidra is a practice of deep yogic sleep. It's a practice where the body often becomes sleepy while the mind remains in conscious awareness. This allows the body to heal, to shift samskaras, I invite you to continually follow my voice. There may be times where you lose awareness of the fact that I am speaking. That is completely normal. The invitation is to come in and out as necessary. If you do fall asleep, that's fine. I may come and wiggle a toe if you begin to snore. Allow the body to deeply relax. Begin to sense that perhaps there is no difference between yourself and the earth. But instead, you are one. Notice the sounds within the room. Notice the sounds within the self. Practice of Yoga Nidra begins now. It is time to form your sankalpa or your intention. This should be precise, simple, and clear. Try not to overthink, but rather find something that resonates in a positive statement. Some examples: I am whole.
I am strong in body and mind. I am healing. Once you have your sankalpa, trying not to pick and choose, but rather to go with the first one that came to you. Repeat it internally 3 times with confidence and awareness. As we go through the rotation of consciousness, bring awareness to each part. Movement is not required. We begin with the right hand thumb. Right hand thumb, index finger, middle finger, ring finger, pinky finger, palm of the hand, back of the hand, right wrist, lower arm, elbow, upper arm, right shoulder, armpit, right waist, right hip, right thigh, kneecap, calf, ankle, heel, sole of the foot, top of the foot, right big toe, second toe, third toe, fourth toe, fifth toe. Left hand thumb, index finger, middle finger, ring finger, pinky finger, palm of the hand, back of the hand, left wrist, lower arm, elbow, upper arm, left shoulder, armpit, waist, left hip, left thigh, kneecap, left calf, ankle, heel, sole of the foot, top of the foot, left big toe, second toe, third toe, fourth toe, fifth toe, right shoulder blade, left shoulder blade, right upper back, left upper back, right mid back, left mid back, right lower back, left lower back, right buttock, left buttock, the spine, the whole back together, top of the head, forehead, both sides of the head, right eyebrow, left eyebrow, space between the eyebrows, right eyelid, left eyelid, right eye, left eye, right ear, left ear, right cheek, nose, tip of the nose, right nostril, left nostril, upper lip, lower lip, chin, jaw, throat, collarbone, chest, middle of the chest, navel, abdomen, lower abdomen, whole of the right leg, whole of the left leg, both legs together, whole of the right arm, whole of the left arm, both arms together, whole of the back, whole of the buttocks, whole of the shoulder blades, whole of the front, abdomen, chest. Whole of the front and back body together. Whole of the head. Whole body together. Whole body together. Whole body together. Bring the awareness to your breath without changing it. Notice the breath as it travels throat to navel, navel to throat. And as you begin to continue to watch your breath, I invite you to add the So Hum mantra to your breath. With each inhale, So. With each exhale, Hum. If the direction of the breath changes or reverses, not to worry. So. If you notice that you've lost track, begin again. the breath to fade away. Begin to sense into the sheaths or layers of the body. At the center of the heart, you are bliss. See in your mind's eye the layers that maybe block the vision of bliss. Notice the physical layer, the Anamaya Kosha. Where the physical body exists. Sense into the outer limits of the physical body. Sense into the inner limits of the physical body. Notice the Pranamaya Kosha, the energy layer. Sense into the energy moving throughout the body. Feel that each cell of the body is being nourished with each breath that happens within. Offer a sense of acceptance to the energy layer. Being grateful for the continual nourishment of the cells of the body. Bring awareness to the Manamaya Kosha, the mind's layer, where thoughts flow freely. Like the current of a river, like the movement of the clouds. The thoughts can move over and through like the warm breeze. Notice a sense of acceptance for the thoughts. Without any sense of expectation. Attention to the Vyana Maya Kosha, the wisdom layer. Where there is a sense of deep inner knowing. Where judgment and expectation is not in existence. Where you can witness your life without being attached to any outcome. Accept with gratitude this inner wisdom. And move towards that light within the heart center. Ananda Maya Kosha. Where all that remains is a state of pure bliss. Where you are not weighed down by the stressors of life. But instead you walk freely. As though gliding through life on a cloud. feel the ocean wave that moves through the layers freely. Ebbing and flowing from the physical layer all the way to bliss. Bring your awareness back to your sankalpa, your intention created at the onset. Repeat once again your sankalpa 3 times. With clarity and confidence. The practice of Yoga Nidra is now complete. Hari Om Tat Sat. Take some time to begin to move the body, starting first with reconnecting to the breath. Then moving through the fingers and toes. Welcome any and all sensations. Stretch and move any way your body needs. Find your way on to your right side. Allow your arm to cradle the head. With helping hands, press yourself up to a seated position. Allow the eyes to remain closed. Bring your left hand to heart center and your right hand over top. Carry on with the knowledge that bliss lies beneath your hands. It is always within you. Take a moment to express gratitude to your body for all its physical abilities. Express gratitude to your mind. Its thoughts and intellect. And express gratitude to your heart for love and compassion. We'll close together. One Om, three Shanti. Inhale.
Om.
From my heart to yours. Namaste.
Namaste.
And namaste to your neighbors.